Now, she had a teaching certificate that she acquired. She was certified by the state.
Back then, you took a
test. Now, I don't know how she... What her schooling was. She did some additional schooling.
They gave her books to read, and she read them. She's told me about it. And then they gave her a test. Mm-hmm. When she got through with the books that they assigned her, you know.
So she got a... She was able to teach them?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the way they got their accredited teachers back then. Mm-hmm.
So, your mother taught school and your dad was in the nursery business?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
What about your mother's maiden name?
She was born. Mm-hmm. And I think all the in the nation are related.
She could trace
her lineage back in through seven generations in England. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your grandparents on your mother's side, do you know where they were born and what sort of work they did? You need to talk to
I them. Think they were all born in North Carolina in the Raleigh area. At that time, North Carolina, it hasn't changed much. It's about like Georgia. Everything is measured from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
The state of Georgia and Atlanta is the hub. It's about like the rail system in Chicago. All the railroads go into there, radiate out.
About your grandparents' education on your mother's side?
Fifth grade. Well, no, I don't. No, they had North Carolina at that time was, and it's still rated high. Had one of the best educational programs in the nation.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they had a pretty good education?
Yeah, I think they.
What sort of work did they do?
My grandfather, Granddad Dark, was in agriculture.
He's farm?
Farming. Some of the family, most of them were in agriculture, some of them were dealing in, rural real estate, and to some extent, real estate in the small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't a very thriving industry back in those days. It was primarily agriculture.
Did your grandmother ever work outside the home?
No.
No, that was a thing back in those days. It was almost unheard of, except on, you get down to the peonage level. And there was plenty to do at home. Nobody worked away, unless it was a have-to thing, a broken family or a husband lost.
Little teacher, something like that. Women did.
Funny, I'd say over half the school teachers back in those days were men.
Yeah, there was a lot of them, but there was women, too, that worked outside of them.